The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' He said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This weekend, we celebrate the birthday of our nation. We celebrate the freedoms that have been won for us and that have been fought for us over the years, over these last 200 plus, I didn't add it up to see how many years. But we celebrate those freedoms that we have as a nation, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the right to bear arms, the freedom to be able to elect our own leaders, to go and vote and have a say in who leads this country. We prize these freedoms. That's what makes this country tick. That's what makes us be so successful. That's what helps us be so strong, are those freedoms and that recognition of that freedom in each and every individual. In our second lesson today, St. Paul also talks about freedom. He doesn't necessarily mention that word by name, freedom, but that is exactly what he's talking about. But he's talking about freedom in Christ, the freedom to live a life of a Christian, or to live the life as a Christian, even in times of persecution. There were some issues going on in that day and time. St. Paul is writing to the people of Galatia. And part of this is talking about the first Christian controversy, the first big Christian controversy that hit this early church. What was going on here is, if you think about it, all the earliest of Christians were Jews. Jesus was a Jew. His disciples were Jews. Those that followed around with Jesus through the countryside, most of those were Jews. Here in our gospel lesson, as he sends 70 out, obviously this is more than just his 12, most of those going out were Jews. At the day of Pentecost, when the birthday of the church, the Jews had come into the city from many different nations, and those are the ones that listened to Peter and the other disciples as they spoke in those native languages of all those people, all those Jews from around the world. The earliest of Christians were Jews. And as is typical with human nature, we make assumptions. And so the assumption is made that in order to become a Christian or to be a Christian, first you must be Jewish. You must be Jewish first. Paul challenges that notion. Paul, at first, before he became a Christian, was a persecutor of Christians. He had letters to go out and hunt down Christians. But the thing was, is that Paul was made blind in order to see. And when he received his sight, when the scales fell off of his eyes, he was able to see that his mission was not to make new Jews, but to make new Christians. And not to make new Christians just among Jews, but to make Christians throughout the world. To go out to the Gentiles. And that's exactly what Paul did. He traveled that whole Mediterranean area, and he started churches in those areas. And here's one church in Galatia that he had started. And these were not Jews. These were Gentiles. They were people who had not had Jewish training. They were not of that faith or of that ethnicity. They were Gentiles. But yet, congregation was started and they became Christians. And that's then, in that time period, is when this controversy started taking place. Because the leaders in Jerusalem then started to hear that non-Jews are becoming Christians. And so they started writing letters or sending messengers or messages anyway to these outlying congregations saying, no, you must be circumcised. You must become a Jew first. And that's where the thing starts to blow up. Peter, too, has a vision from God to go and teach the Gentiles as well. And he sits and eats and converts a Gentile family to Christianity. And when Peter goes back to Jerusalem to the leaders, he gets called in on the carpet on it. But what happens is Peter tells the story. He tells the story of how the Holy Spirit came into that whole situation, how the Holy Spirit came into their lives. And the leaders were silent. They were dumbfounded. And they say, this is a wonderful thing. And so the controversy was solved. This whole idea here with the Galatians, as Paul makes his argument, it's about Christian freedom. Because the argument is that we are no longer tied to the laws in order to be saved. Our salvation has come from God, from Jesus Christ, from that act of going to the cross and being raised again. That's where our salvation comes from, period. The laws of the Jewish faith that have to be followed determine how well God is going to love you. They did believe in forgiveness. They believed in making sacrifices, making atonements, so that they could be forgiven. But it was how well you followed the laws. That was the core of their religion. Follow the laws of God. Be faithful in that way. With Christianity, it was different. It released us from having to follow the laws, of having our salvation tied to those laws that were sent to us. Christ died on the cross for us and forgave us of our sins. Paul mentions here that even those who follow the law don't always follow the law. They too fall short. He reminds us that we are all sinners, that we are all in need of Christ. But because of Christ, then, we receive that freedom. We receive that freedom of being bound to the law. But we don't throw the law out. We are still in need of that law. Because that law tells us how we are to live. It tells us how God what God expects of us. It tells us what God intends for us in that law. So what Paul says here is follow the Spirit. Listen to that Spirit. Because in that Spirit, then, you will be able to live in the freedom of Christ. We listen to that Spirit. Listen to that Spirit. Do not be led astray. There are so many distractions in this world. Do not be led astray, but listen to that Spirit of God and live a life of freedom. This weekend, we do celebrate freedoms. We celebrate all the freedoms that we have in this country. And we also know those freedoms, too, can be lost. We appreciate all the people who have gone before us and have sacrificed their lives, or those people who have given up parts of their lives to help protect us in our freedoms. And that includes our military, but it also includes those leaders, our elected and appointed leaders, who have given of their own service in many ways to help keep this country strong, to keep it on the right path. We remember all the citizens here who do their due diligence in going to the polls and voting, of finding out who the candidates are, and what do they stand for. We take responsibility, because with freedoms comes responsibility. We take part in what is needed to happen within this country. We need to pay attention. We need to listen to the news. We need to listen to what is happening in this country, to know what's going on and who to elect or what policies to adopt. We have our freedoms, but many times they are fragile. They can be lost. And so we need, with that freedom, comes responsibility. With our freedom in Christ, there is also responsibility, but it is led by the Holy Spirit. We ask God to help us, to keep us in the right path, in doing what is right in His kingdom, but also what is doing right in this temporal kingdom, this kingdom in which we live physically. We ask God's presence to guide our leaders. We ask God's presence to guide us as well. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.